There is a widening income gap in the Hudson Valley despite growth in wages and employment. That's according to a report released Monday by the Marist Bureau of Economic Research. The annual report looks at wage and job growth by sector. Special report Employment in the Hudson Valley 2017 shows that wage and salary income inequality is highly significant with three of the region's counties, Westchester, Rockland, and Putnam, ranking in the top 10 of the most unequal counties statewide. Dr. Christy Huebner-Caridi, director of the Marist Bureau of Economic Research, authored the study.
Unemployment rates have been dropping across the region, but again, the jobs that are being created are paying below average wage jobs, and very few are being created in above average wage jobs.
She says it's a pattern that has stayed relatively the same since the Great Recession a decade ago. The report also shows that the most significant change in the distribution of wages by sector occurred in Dutchess County, with the level of below-average wage jobs falling from 66% in 2008 to 52% in 2017.
And they're basically attributable to the healthcare sector, the healthcare and social services sector. In 2008, the average wages were below average, and as of 2017, they'd moved up to above-average jobs. So it made this massive change in the statistics in Dutchess County.
HealthQuest is one of the largest employers in the region and, notes Caridi, is set to add to its ranks. In September came the announcement that Marist College and HealthQuest are partnering to create a medical school at Vassar Brothers Medical Center in Poughkeepsie. The school would create about 100 full-time positions and numerous part-time opportunities, with the first class slated to fill seats in 2022. Caridi says more developments like this are needed for the region to narrow the income gap.
In Dutchess County, healthcare is certainly running neck and neck with our tech presence. Manufacturing, because basically it falls into manufacturing, and manufacturing continues to contract, slightly, but contract.
Yet the tech presence continues on an upswing.
But there are new tech companies opening up in this region, in Dutchess in particular. Now, whether it's going to be like a one-off, there's going to be two or three employees per company, has yet to be seen, but there is an increasing presence of tech companies across at least Dutchess County.
Putnam, Orange, and Ulster counties all reported more than 50% above average wage jobs. Meantime, Caridi says the wage gap is most pronounced in the New York City suburban counties of Rockland and Westchester.
In both cases, they have the largest percentage change of below average jobs at 70 and 65%, 70 for Rockland, 65% for Westchester. And the thing that makes that more, not only is the numbers like large that you see, very small. Let's go to Rockland, only 30% of the jobs in Rockland pay above average wage jobs. But what's also happening is the percentage of wages that are paid to this small group, this 30%, is 58% of all wages. So it's disproportionate to the number of jobs in those categories.
On the growth front, Rockland County led the way for highest year-over-year private sector employment growth at 2.6%. Caridi says professional and technical services in Rockland are a primary driver of higher-paying jobs, with finance and insurance industries expanding. The report, which did not look into Sullivan County, uses preliminary data from the New York State Department of Labor Employment 2017 quarterly census of employment and wages. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.